So is that speaker for your microphone?
Yes, it is. Okay, kids, behave yourselves. You're being streamed live on the web.
Check, check, check.
You know where I work. Come on.
You can do it right there. You can put it up here on the podium. Either way, whichever works. Is everybody's mic levels okay? Everything looking all right? No problem. Wait for a couple of minutes with our media partners here as they're getting ready. Captain, did you want to come up also?
I'm good.
Okay.
You see the guys at work.
I think this is the first time I've supplied a speaker for you guys for anything.
That's very kind of
you. All of you guys ready? Mike, are you ready? Okay. Good afternoon, everybody, or good morning. My name is Detective Sergeant Dana Coston, C-O-S-T-O-N. I'm the Cape Coral Police Department's Public Affairs Officer. I want to thank you all for coming this morning. We have a brief announcement of some of the stuff that you see going on behind me. And our format this morning is going to be a quick statement from me, a couple of questions if you have any, and then I'm going to give you some time to have a breakout session with the representatives from the Cape Coral Police Department Traffic Unit who are behind me, as well as representatives from BMW. Today we're announcing that the Cape Coral Police Department Traffic Unit is deploying the brand new BMW R1200 RTP Authority motorcycle as part of our ongoing mission in the Cape Coral Police Department to reduce traffic crashes and provide for safer roadways for all the citizens of Cape Coral. These motorcycles are an integral part of Cape Coral Police Department's traffic unit in our five-year plan to reduce traffic crashes, thwart aggressive driving, curb the number of serious injury crashes that we are seeing on our roads, and keep our citizens safe as they go to and from their destinations. In the past, the Cape Coral Police Department utilized Harley-Davidson police motorcycles, and it was a lease program that the police department engaged in where we would lease the motorcycles for a two-year period and then return them for new motorcycles at the end of that period. What you see behind us is actually the culmination of almost 3 years of hard work on the part of Sergeant John Colco and Captain Mike Torregrossa in getting this plan ready and getting these bikes on the street. In evaluating the selection for new police motorcycles, a number of things had to be taken into account. The primary thing that we needed to take into account was changes in technology and how these motorcycles can better serve our officers and make them more effective in reducing traffic crashes throughout the city. The second is cost, and we're happy to announce that by partnering with BMW Motorcycles, we're actually able to save the citizens of Cape Coral over $20,000 over the course of the five-year plan, as opposed to the lease program that we were previously engaged in. This is a purchase program, so at the end of our five-year plan, the department will actually own these motorcycles as opposed to leasing them. But The main feature, the main star of the show today is going to be these people behind me and the equipment that they're standing next to. Let me talk a little bit about the motorcycles. The first benefit that we're going to see with these motorcycles is a total reduction in fuel expenses. Currently, we fuel these motorcycles every day throughout the week and protecting our citizens as they drive to and from work and other places. We're looking at fuel economy of 40 to 60 miles per gallon in these motorcycles that you see behind me, as opposed to 28 to 32 that we were getting in the previous motorcycles. We have less required maintenance. The scheduled maintenance intervals on these motorcycles is once every 6,000 miles as opposed to every 2,500. So you have almost twice as much time on the road between service intervals that with these motorcycles as you would with our previous generation bikes. These bikes are also lighter overall. These are about 250 pounds lighter per motorcycle, which means they're easier to maneuver and easier to control for the officers. The advanced technology in these bikes is also going to make policing our streets safer for our officers. Traction control, tire pressure monitoring, and an integrated light system that I'm going to give them an opportunity to flip on and let you see is going to enhance their visibility, their stability, and their safety while they're out on the streets. And finally, the other technology that you won't be seeing today, but we're going to be implementing with these is that we're going to have purpose-built wireless technology incorporated onto these bikes. So the officers, instead of having to use a handwritten ticket or use even a full-size laptop, you're going to be seeing ruggedized tablets with wireless printers so these officers can conduct their work right in the field without having to come into the station or do handwritten tickets that can cause errors or cause paperwork to get lost. So in every respect, these motorcycles are going to improve the way these officers are doing their jobs on a day-to-day basis. So I'll take a couple of questions if you have any. Otherwise, I'm going to get out of the way and let the stars of the show speak for themselves.
Total cost
for the program, John, each bike is about $24,000. And again, that's about a $5,000 savings over the previous bikes for the same five-year period.
How many bikes?
We've got a total of five bikes that are going to be deployed. The fifth bike, there's a fourth bike behind you that you can't see on camera here, and then we have a fifth one that's coming to the station probably later in the week.
A day for deployment?
Date for deployment, they may hit the road as soon as today, but you'll definitely start seeing them by the end of the week.
So with that, the fact that they're lighter, faster, it's safer for the officers then?
Absolutely.
Versus the other?
Absolutely. The question was, since they're lighter, are they safer for the officers? Yeah. Absolutely. It makes them easier to maneuver. It makes them easier to get into tight spots. And it also creates a situation where you have less heat coming off of the bike because of the way that they're engineered. And in the heat of the summer, one of the things that we have to be very cognizant of for our officers is heat exhaustion. And having a cooler bike to operate keeps them out on the street longer, which makes them more effective.
I think I heard somebody say they first started looking into these bikes in 2003.
Initially, one of our retired motor officers, who's actually here with us today, began looking at these bikes in 2003, looking at BMW motorcycle. This is actually a brand new model, and we are the first police department in the United States to field these bikes on the road. But we started exploring the possibility of BMW as a replacement for the Harley-Davidson Road Kings back in as early as 2003.
What was the kind of hold up on getting them if you were looking at them that long ago?
Like any kind of technology that you adopt, you have to look at what the total cost is going to be. You also have to look at the technology, and all technology is a question of trade-offs, and we had to find that the bikes needed to give us everything that we were looking for. And at that time, the decision was made, total value, the value proposition was better for the Harley-Davidsons at the time, but that has since changed, and now we're adopting newer technology. Anything else, guys? Okay, I'm going to get out of the way, and like I said, we're going to have a little time for you guys to talk with the Cape Coral Police Department Traffic Unit officers. This is Sergeant John Colco here on the end. You can direct your questions to him, and then you can talk with the gentlemen from BMW who are here and tell you a little bit more about the technical aspects of the bike. So thank you all very much for coming out.
Like Corporal Taylor and Corporal Hartzell are going to walk everyone through the bike. If you guys want to move the cameras closer, and they can walk you through the bike and what the features are and benefits are. And special features we have on regards to the motorcycles here today. Jeff Gallup, Gulf Coast Motorcycles. And Sean, Gulf Coast Motorcycles.
Oh, no.
They're here. They're the ones that actually, Sean's the one that assembled them all for us and got them together. They did a great job. And Jeff works up there. He's the general manager and does a great job with us.